persist regarding an FBI raid in Florida. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on ABC's This Week regarding last week's FBI raid on former President Trump's estate in Palm Beach.
The Department of Justice, when it comes to law enforcement, is independent. This is what we believe, and this is what the president has said. This is not about politicizing anything.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan on the same show.
I was happy that they did come out and unseal the documents for on the search. And I think it was a step in the right direction, but I think we still have a lot of unanswered questions, and we're going to continue until people understand more.
Some lawmakers calling on the release of the affidavit for the search to reveal justification. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are confirming a bulletin warning of violent threats online and against federal officials. Some of those threats calling for a civil war. Last week, there was an attack on an FBI office in Ohio. Another U.S. delegation visits Taiwan, the group of Democrats and one Republican led by Senator Ed Markey, there to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, trade, investment, and more. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
China has announced more drills. According to Taiwan's defense ministry, China's show of force hasn't really let up since the exercises began earlier this month, noting that China has launched at least 20 fighter jets per day for nearly 2 weeks following Nancy Pelosi's visit. They reportedly landed around 7 p.m. local time today. Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs accompanied photos with a tweet that read, quote, "We thank the like-minded U.S. lawmakers for the timely visit and unwavering support." Although lawmakers have visited Taiwan in recent history without a whole lot of attention, to follow Pelosi's visit could prompt Beijing to use these trips as a pretext for aggression.
China objects to Taiwan having any official contact with foreign governments. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Novelist Salman Rushdie is improving after a violent stabbing attack on stage Friday just before giving a lecture in Western New York.
Rushdie's agent says he's on the road to recovery. He's breathing on his own. He's talking. He's even joking. But the agent also cautions the recovery will be a long one. He has serious injuries.
Fox's Nate Foy. Monday marks 1 year since the Taliban retook control of Afghanistan. The day could become a national holiday. Fox's Trey Yingst from Kabul.
Protests erupted over the weekend in Kabul as women here call for work, bread, and freedom. Dozens of demonstrators, though they were quickly dispersed by the Taliban, who fired shots into the air and used sticks to beat people. One of the organizers of Saturday's event did speak to Fox News. Here's her response when asked how many times she's been threatened by the Taliban.
Many and more times, not one or two times, more than 10 times. I have all their messages, their voice messages. I have the sounds and all the proof. Last time when they called me, they sent a picture of my son and told me that if you don't stop your protest, we will target your son.
Women still are not permitted to work, and teen girls cannot attend school. Females also are not allowed out at night alone and must cover their faces. An iconic 80s film returns to theaters for a limited run. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Dirty Dancing turns 35 this month, and to celebrate, it's on the big screen once again. Fathom Events is bringing it back today and Wednesday only.
What's she doing here?
Came with me. She's with me.
I carried a watermelon.
It originally hit theaters on August 21st, 1987, starring Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, and is still a fan favorite decades later.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
To find tickets, check fathomevents.com and enter your zip code for theater listings.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.